The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
First things first. Hey, everyone. It's National Mac and Cheese Day. You guys celebrating?
It wasn't planned, but maybe. Yeah.
For that reason and many other reasons, we want to talk about mac and cheese. Who in this room doesn't like mac and cheese?
I mean, I like it, but it can kill her.
Yeah.
Finding good gluten-free mac and cheese, like there's some.
Is Annie's okay?
Yeah, I like the white cheddar one of that one.
Annie, are you okay? Are you okay?
Annie?
Okay, so I do like Annie's. Why do all gluten-free pastas taste like they're from like 20 years ago?
They've gotten better.
Like
I don't know. I think they've gotten better.
Have they?
Yeah.
Because the last time I tried one of the gluten-free ones, they weren't any good. Anyway, we're not talking about that. We're not going to talk about mac and cheese brands. We're going to talk about elevated mac and cheese.
Yes.
Yes, we've scraped the bottom of the barrel.
No.
Do you believe in elevating mac and cheese? There are purists who will argue, and for the longest time, I was against these purists. Like, there are purists who will say, blue box mac and cheese, period, full stop. That is as good as mac and cheese gets.
And yes. It is. You're one of them?
1,000%. I won't touch any other mac and cheese. Can't do it.
You're Kraft only?
Kraft only. I'll do the shapes. I won't even do Velveeta.
We call those chaps. I don't know
the
why.
I don't know. The shapes mac. We are exclusively a shape family now.
Yeah. Blue box shape. The cheese gets stuck in the little crevices.
SpongeBob is the best one right now. Yes. SpongeBob shapes are, it's so damn good. You have to, instead of 7 minutes, it's about 11 and a half minutes in the pot.
More.
But you're an idiot if you're going to compare. Even Blue Box at its finest, it's more a nostalgia thing. You cannot say that it tastes better than Velveeta.
I am not a Velveeta girl.
You're a psychopath.
No, nope.
I don't like Velveeta, like whatever, but the Velveeta shells and cheese?
Too much cheese.
It should be called cheese and shells.
Yeah.
Because they lead with cheese. If you're like, well, Velveeta, it's just too much. Mac and cheese, macaroni comes first. That's the star, especially the shapes. And then the cheese is there.
Mac.
Why do you call it that?
I don't know. In high school, we start calling it that, and we've run with it.
Okay.
Do any of you do goodles in this room?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
Goodles, it's like good noodles. It's just like slightly healthier. I don't even care. The goodles, we take any combination. There are different colored boxes for like the different flavors. Just take two boxes. It doesn't matter. Two different colored boxes.
But they have a powder in them like the blue box?
Yeah. And so you're mixing flavors of cheese and then take a little chicken. We usually do grilled because we're trying to be healthy. Just a little grilled chicken, throw it in there, maybe a little broccoli, and then Frank's Red Hot. Just drizzled over it.
Dude, you got a little something going on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you, if we're being purist, if you're going blue box.
We're not being purist.
No, but I'm saying if you're going just straight up blue box, what is the meat you put in it?
Hot dogs.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There is only one meat that can go inside. I will make ham. Like a big ham steak, and you can have it next to it. You can even maybe put ham on it, but you don't mix it in.
It is cut up
hot dogs inside a blue box. Even purists, come on, man.
I can do it. Yeah, I can do it.
But it's not his favorite.
I have a weird thing with mac and cheese. Like, my daughter gets it at Chick-fil-A all the time, and it does look, but it like grosses me out, kind of. I don't know. There's something about the yellow, like the blue box. That's mac and cheese, and everything else is...
Because you know what it is? The other one is real cheese, and he likes processed crap.
Yeah, there it is.
It is, because like that's why I didn't like the yellow or the blue box for so long, because it's just the powder, and it's like...
Oh, I love a powder cheese.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, hook me up.
Come on. Oh, you want to go to your charcuterie board, a little powdered cheese pile on it? No, you don't.
Maybe.
Yeah, I might be okay with it.
Yeah.
Like a cracker dipped in like a spicy jam with the powdered cheese on it would actually be... pretty good.
This is a little disgusting. SpongeBob noodle on the side.
yes.
Uncooked, so it's all
crispy.
All right, so here's what we're actually doing. We want to hear, like, we've given you some examples, but like, what do you do to elevate this? I know it sounds stupid, but like, what do you actually do? I put salsa in it. Velveeta used to come with the, like, they'd have a little salsa pack and it was like Mexican mac and cheese. You guys don't Have you tried it?
No, but it gives me a headache just thinking about
it. No, it shouldn't. Just try it. Put it. Do you like, when you get Mexican food, is there cheese on it? Yeah. Is there salsa?
And I love Mexican food, okay? But I don't need, I don't need pasta in it.
You have to have an open mind if we're doing this, okay?
It gives me a headache thinking about it.
How do you elevate your MNC? 303-222-5423. You may text your elevated MNC or mac and cheese. Stop being mad at me. Or you may call.
I am a purist with the blue box, but the one thing I do to it is I add a lot of pepper to it once it's done.
Pepper?
I
put
a lot of
pepper. Black pepper?
Black pepper.
Your children will eat that?
Mm-hmm, yeah. And it was kind of a rite of passage because my dad always used to do it when I was a kid, and I still remember the day where he kind of slid the pepper down to me. It's kind of like, you want to try it?
You want to try
it? And ever since, I've been like, that's...
I could see that being delicious.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, but here's what I want people to understand. You don't have to call and just modify the blue box. Mm-mm. Because there are studies out that say, and it's almost neck and neck between blue box and then the people who make it. Like boil some elbow macaroni and then you're not finishing it in a pot. You're finishing it in the oven.
Yeah.
And let's talk about it. Oh. Lobster mac. If you've been in a nice steakhouse where they bring out the lobster mac, hello.
My stepmom makes an amazing lobster mac.
With like breadcrumbs on it.
I don't know if there's like breadcrumbs, but there's so much cheese.
But it's like a crust on top of cheese.
Yeah, like you could go like, do it.
But do you cut it out? Is it like a...
You kind of cut at the top, but then it falls apart. Okay. You're not getting, it's not a lasagna style
like
piece.
Casserole.
It's not a casserole, right?
Yeah, it's not going to hold together on your plate. Oh my God.
I do love a barbecue mac.
What?
Say more. I've never heard of it.
Like, there's like barbecue sauce in it. There might be like some pulled pork.
Oh.
At some of the good barbecue joints, they do that, don't they?
You mix it in, yeah.
Everyone's saying do a lot today.
I know. All right. Here's the deal.
It's been my favorite part of the day.
You guys, I'm so hungry. So, like, I'm going to go get the best one or at least try to make the best one tonight.
Do you have one in mind that you could go pick up?
I don't know where. Like, Chick-fil-A's mac and cheese, when Hack said it, it scares me that you don't like it. It's really good.
And there's no way it's, like, actually all real.
Oh, it's pretty real, man.
Pretty real.
It's like real cheese on
Maybe
it.
It's just because I'm in the trenches with my daughter. I'm mostly cleaning it off her face. And it
does like, true.
All right. If you've got a great elevated mac and cheese or M&C, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are exploring the many different ways to eat mac and cheese. And now I know this sounds stupid, but like, if you want to take basic blue box or any sort of noodles with a cheese-like sauce to the next level, this is the show to learn how to do it.
Yeah. I have a quick question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Cheese can sometimes get white and creamy. Doesn't bother you?
So I've been to certain restaurants where the lobster mac is real and I let somebody else taste it first. I have a few trusted tasters. Because if it's got too much heavy cream in it, then I get a little weird.
Good for you. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But if it's cheese forward, you know what I mean? It's got to taste like...
Got the sharp forward.
It's got to have a little sharp cheddar or a little pepper jack or something going on. If it seems like they really made like the au gratin potatoes kind of roux. Well,
really? You don't like au gratin potatoes?
If they're really creamy, I can't do it.
Okay, but if they're crispy a little bit.
If they're crispy and they got that cheese layer on it, that's exactly what we're looking for right here.
Okay.
Corey?
Yep.
Yeah.
Guy.
Yeah. What are we doing to mac and cheese? That sounds
good. Okay, I feel like y'all are going to be on board with this one. So you take, of course, the blue box mac and cheese, and then you get some frozen Tyson chicken breast strips.
Okay.
So you don't need to cook any chicken or anything.
Yeah.
Just heat that up in the microwave and pour Frank's Red Hot all over it. So you got a buff mac and cheese, buff chick mac and cheese. Just
I have to be honest,
easy.
I hadn't ever considered the Frank's until Erica said it. And now I'm like, I don't know why I've never thought of that.
It's so good. Like this is what we do. We just do it with Goodles.
And you do it with grilled
flavor,
chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, grilled chicken. Well, sometimes we go crispy.
I know, but
you can't put crispy in the microwave.
Yeah, he's ruining it by microwaving it. No, he's being lazy, man.
Yeah.
You gotta air fry it.
Wait, but are you talking about a grilled strip?
Maybe he's buying Tyson frozen.
The frozen chicken grilled.
Yeah.
Not breaded.
When I think of chicken strips, it's just always Dino Bites.
Yeah, I knew.
By the way, Dino Bites in mac and cheese will change your life.
Never had it. Never had a Dino Bite.
What?
America.
I don't have.
When you have kids, you will. But
exactly.
Like, I don't have them anymore. I mean, they're grown up, and oh my God, it's the only chicken in my freezer.
I don't think they let you graduate high school if you don't. You gotta have at least one.
I mean, I probably had him as a little kid, but.
Okay.
Erica? No, yeah, different one.
Oh. Sounds like Swanson.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Hey. What are you doing with mac and cheese?
Okay, so whatever your type of mac and cheese is, but add pulled pork, barbecue sauce, and French fried onions.
Ooh, the fried onions.
Do you put it back in the oven at that
onions,
point?
It's so good. What?
Do you just put that all in your bowl and stir it up, or do you put that back in the oven and let it all mix up and get hot?
Okay, so like, put it back in the oven and let the crispy onions get a little brown and let's go.
Yeah.
I'd eat that.
You are hyped up right now.
Do you know how you get when like certain things come on and then you start tilting your head back and doing like that? I would eat.
I know you
right
guys
now.
Started talking about this and I was like, oh, I know what I need for dinner right now.
Oh. Because here's the thing. Those crispy onion things only make one appearance in my life, and it's on that nasty Thanksgiving thing that I won't eat.
Green bean casserole. I
with
love
the
it.
Cream
oh,
of mushroom soup.
Right. Right.
Oh my gosh, so gross. So I'm like, want
to agree
a vessel.
To disagree.
All right. Thank you, Erica. I loved you until that moment. Jeff.
Yay.
What are we doing to mac and cheese?
Man, if I have any protein in the fridge and I'm making mac and cheese, I'm using it. My recently new ex gave me a bunch of crap for cutting up ham deli meat and putting it in there. I'm like, it's a perfect combination.
It's
ham
the same.
And cheese.
It's an ex for a reason.
If hot dog works, if pulled pork works.
The only one I'm not sure about is like if you have taco meat in the fridge.
I think you can do it.
I'm sure you can,
absolutely. 100%.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Doesn't My Fit Foods have like a mac and cheese with like buffalo or something in it?
Probably.
Oh, like buffalo the meat?
Yes.
Not like buffalo sauce.
No. They have a beefy
or like
mac
a bison,
and cheese.
Do you think?
Yes.
I don't like
buffalo
bison.
Buffalo is bison.
I was thinking buffalo hot sauce.
Yeah, and I was like, no.
No, it's like, I think you can put even ground beef in your... Okay, do you remember when she got on my case about being hyped?
I don't know what happened.
I do. You got hyped. Clint?
Yay!
What are we putting in the mac and cheese?
We start out with a good base of pork rinds, and then drizzle the mac and cheese over the top and add a little bit of Alabama white sauce with pulled pork.
What's Alabama white sauce?
It feels like it might be sexual.
It is when you eat it.
Oh my God.
What is Alabama white sauce for real? What is it?
It's just a white barbecue sauce. It's kind
okay.
Of
I think I've heard of it.
So you're almost making a casserole. So you're starting with a base and like, I don't hate it. And are you
but
using
the pork rinds get soggy,
pork,
right?
That's super.
No. It doesn't. It's not like you're soaking them.
Yeah, and it's pork rinds are so fried.
Everything about this call.
No. But it's like pork rinds are so fried. It would take
down a wrong
forever for them to get soggy.
So, do you have to eat it with your hand? Is it like a nacho, or do you have a fork?
Great question.
Yeah, more so like a nacho.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Mac and cheese turned into nachos.
Okay. Thank you. Who's Googling Alabama white sauce right now?
Getting a lot of crazy stuff going on.
Charlene?
Yes, yay.
What are we doing to your mac and cheese?
Well, actually, my two teenage kids are always asking me for a tuna mac version that I do.
Nope.
Again, I'm going right with the Kraft, too. I'm Kraft all the way. And we do cream of mushroom and tuna. And
are you
veggies.
Okay?
Hot tuna is so gross. When somebody goes, I'm going to get a tuna melt. It's like, what are you doing, man?
Hot
you
don't tuna
hate
in
on the,
cheese.
No, yes. On the tuna.
Oh, my God.
And cream of mushroom.
Oh, my God. I'm going to barf.
Yep. I'm
excited. Okay, bye.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.